Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, a service of the Legionaries of Christ.
NRC Meditation for April 27th, 2024. Saturday of the fourth week of Easter. Supernatural Secrets. From the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." Introductory Prayer. Father, how empty is the life that doesn't know the joy of Jesus, your Son. I have come to this prayer today to know you and your Son better, to love you more, and to imitate your perfections. Thank you for this time of prayer. Petition. Father, help me to be aware of your presence in my soul. First reflection. The Father and Jesus are one. The liturgy gives us a second look at this gospel passage. The great truth that Jesus is sharing with Philip is that, as the second person of the Blessed Trinity, Jesus and the Father are one. They are inseparable. We worship Christ. We don't merely honor him as the best of men. He is the God-man whom we adore. What Jesus is by nature, we are empowered to be by grace. With our baptism, we become adopted children of God. Brought into the family of the Trinity, the divine persons dwell in our soul as in a temple. Do we realize the dignity we have been given? Second reflection, doing the same works as Jesus. Herein lies the possibility of doing the works of Jesus. If he lives in us, he can work through us. What an opportunity to cooperate with grace. When we are loving, kind, and disciplined, we aren't merely being good. These good deeds are more than just good. They have an eternal value. After all, they are the works of Jesus. We receive the reward for his works. Such is the generosity of the Master whom we serve. Third reflection, ask and you shall receive. The name of Jesus is powerful. He commands us to ask in his name for the things we need, so that in granting them to us, the Father may be glorified. When we kneel before the tabernacle, we must approach the Lord with total and absolute confidence. He knows that our faith will grow when we experience his power in action. Ask, and it will be given you. Conversation with Christ. Lord, what a consoling thought it is that the Holy Trinity dwells in my soul. I am a child of God. Help me to do the works of God. I ask this in your name. Resolution. Because God dwells in my soul, I will try to treat others as he would treat them.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.